Excerpts from the Diary of Juliet Thompson, April 12, 1912, New York, New York. On Friday, he had called me early, asking me to meet him at the McNaughts. I shall never cease to see him as he looked speaking from their stairway, standing below a stained glass window in a ray of sunlight. Powerful head, the figure in its flowing robes, outlined in light. The master had a strange quality of beautifying his environment, of throwing a glamour over it and blotting out the ugly. The McNaughts house is ugly. The one redeeming feature of that stairway, its window. All I saw as the master stood there was himself, the window, the ray of light. His words lifted my soul on wings. In the evening Friday, he spoke in Miss Phillips' studio. The enormous room was packed. At his dear invitation, I sat on his right, I suppose because I had given Miss Phillips the message. Marjorie at his left near him, in the simple setting of that studio, its overhead light filling the deep forms of his face with shadow. He looked ruggedly, powerfully beautiful. His words, I will not give. They have been kept.